For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Thursday evening service of December the 27th, 1997, of the Thanksgiving camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
We have known Robert Cameron since he was a wee one. I met his father and his Uncle John in London, England in 1965. And we have been friends of the Cameron family from then on. When they first came to America, when his father and John first came to America, we helped them at that time. And then over the years, we have had the privilege of having all of his aunts and uncles, well, his aunt and his uncles and his father in our house home many times. And at that time, you couldn't feed them enough corn and corn on the cob and baked potatoes and fried chicken. If you had baked potatoes, corn on the cob, and fried chicken, they were happy. And I remember one time they called. Irma was at work in one of the aerospace companies in Hollywood, and John or Alex or somebody called me and said, "We're coming out to the house for supper." And I called Irma and I said, "Irma, get off work as quick as you can and stop and get some chickens and corn. The Camerons are coming for supper." So at that time there was Alex and John and Michael and Simon and Christina. And they all five came for supper. And we've had a wonderful time. And they've been part of this place ever since, right after we came here. Mom and Dad, Robert's mother and father, have been here. And I hope that Michael will be able to come back this next year. He's had a little problem, but the Lord's raised him back up. And he's working and going with Robert some when he's here. Robert's taken his place, and we're thankful for that. And we're blessed to have, and for me, to have Robert come and be with us. Robert Cameron.
You'll be giving me a complex there, taking the mics away from me. I just want to let you all know that I've graduated to beef from the chicken days. So, no, I still don't like the pickles. I've graduated to beef, so fire up the grill, Glenn. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it? It's good to be with every one of you. And it's good to meet Brother Trench again. We met him many, many years ago. And we're still going on. Amen? Still firing up for the Lord. And it's exciting what God is doing. I've had a tremendous year since the last time I saw you. And I'll tell you, there are a whole lot more people in the kingdom tonight than there was last year when I was here. A whole lot more people. In our church alone in Virginia Beach, we've had over 273 people saved this year. Something's going on. Something is going on. Revival is here. It's not pie in the sky when you die and the sweet by and by. It's steak on the plate while you wait. It's right here. And part of revival is deliverance. Part of revival is a deliverance. You can't, it's part of the gospel. God wants to set us free. Hallelujah. God wants to set us free from ourselves, if nothing else. How many would like to take a vacation from yourself? Well, tell your faces tonight. Take a vacation face. Hallelujah. It's good to see Linda, too. Praise the Lord. And I'm just going to sing a couple of songs for you, a couple of new songs, and then we're going to share some of them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I don't have my electronics here this weekend, so you'll have to listen and clap with me. And I'm I'm going to teach a new song. It's in two parts. This is the first part.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. I stand here in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I stand here in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me.
Sing it now. Welcome, the Holy Spirit.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. I stand here in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me.
One more time.
Oh, welcome, Holy Spirit. I stand here in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me.
This is the second part.
You're the living water, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, come and take control. You're the living water, ever-flowing fountain. Comforter and counselor, come and take control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I stand here in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. I stand here in your presence. We need the Holy Ghost, folks. You know why we need the Holy Ghost? Because that's the way the Father designed it. It's not by might. It's not by power, but it's by my Spirit. If he had wanted it to go the way of power, might, he could have gone that way. He's almighty. Had he wanted to go the way of power, he could have gone that way. He's all powerful. But the way of the Father was the way of the Holy Ghost. And Father knows best.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. I stand here in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Oh, welcome, Holy Spirit. I stand here in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me.
You're the living water, ever-flowing fountain. Comforter and counselor, come and take control. How many want the Holy Ghost to take control tonight? You're the living water.
You're the living water, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, come and take control. Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Let's all stand and sing it.
I stand here in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. I stand here in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me.
You're the living water.
You're the living water, ever-flowing fountain, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, comforter and counselor, come and take control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I stand here in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Live inside of me. Live inside of me. Oh, come and live inside of me, Lord. Oh, come and live inside of me. Live inside of me. Live inside of me. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'll tell you, when the Holy Spirit takes residence, one of the first things the Holy Ghost does is set us on fire. And how many know there's a fire falling? There's a fire burning. I came in tonight, it felt like fire. It felt like Glenn was trying to give us an illustrative sermon on hell. But thank God that the coolers are working, amen? Hallelujah. It's another new song, goes like this. There's a fire burning all across the land. Holy flame of heaven from the Father's hand. Let it burn, Lord. Let it burn, Lord. Right here, right now. Right now. Holy fire consume us. Quicken and renew us, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. There's a fire burning all across the land. Holy flame of heaven from the Father's hand. Let it burn, Lord. Let it burn, Lord. Right here, right now. Right now. Holy fire consume us, quicken and renew us, let it burn, oh let it burn. Well, there's a fire burning all across the land, holy flame of heaven from the Father's hand. Let it burn, Lord, let it burn, Lord, right here, right now. Right now. Holy fire consume us, quicken and renew us, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. I'm going to give you the words tonight. There's a fire burning. How many believe that?
Amen.
All across the land. Holy flame of heaven from the Father's hand. It's not a man-made fire. God forbid. It's not a denominational fire. It's not a well-organized fire. It's God's fire. God lit it. No man could put it out. Can I hear an amen? That's a story with the burning bush episode. The Bible says he looked at the burning bush and it was not consumed. Why was it not consumed? I'll tell you why, because man never lit it. When we light a fire, it burns out, it fills us out after a while. But when the Holy Ghost lights a fire, it never goes out.
Amen.
There's a fire burning all across the land. Holy flame of heaven from the Father's hand. Let it burn, Lord. Let it burn, Lord. Right here, right now. Right now. Holy fire consume us, quicken and renew us, let it burn, oh let it burn. You're going to sing it out, get your hands together, let's sing it. There's a fire burning all across the land.
holy flame of heaven, from the Father's hand, let it burn, Lord. Let it burn, Lord, right here, right now. Right now. Holy fire, consume us, quicken and renew us, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Well, there's a fire burning all across the land. Holy flame of heaven, from the Father's hand, let it burn, Lord. Let it burn, Lord. Right here, right now. Right now. Holy fire, consume us. Quicken and renew us, let it burn. One more time, let it burn. Well, there's a fire burning all across the land. Holy flame of heaven, from the Father's hand, let it burn, Lord. Let it burn, Lord, right here, right now. Right now. Holy fire, consume us, quicken and renew us, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Well, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Let it burn. Oh, let it burn, Lord. Let it burn in our hearts. Let it burn our minds. Let it burn in our spirits. Oh, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Let it burn in the north. Let it burn in the south. Let it burn in the east. Let it burn in the west. Let it burn over the black. Let it burn over the white. Let it burn over the yellow. Let it burn over the red. Let it burn, Lord. Let it burn, Lord. Right here, right now. Right now. Holy fire, consume us. Quicken and renew us. Let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Oh, let it burn. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you can. Praise the Lord. There's a fire burning.
Hallelujah. Is that better? That's good. There's a fire burning. Tell you folks, we need the fire. Nothing else, nothing less than the fire of the Holy Ghost penetrating us. The fire. Ora la pronomo shili prosti kini masanda rabasati. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Koro lobro sondili trama sandili koro bosh sondoro borasaturi undabosati indica basanta. Why settle for smoke? Oh, thank you, my brother. The fire is so hot, I need a drink. Why settle for smoke? Somebody asked me one time, brother, do you smoke? I said, no, why smoke when you can be on fire? God wants to set us on fire. Oh, randoro roboshonda. I believe we're going to get a good dose of fire this weekend. You know why? Because fire will clean us up. Amen. Fire in, devil's out. Hallelujah. They can't stand the fire. You start praising the Lord and start talking about fire. They can't stand the fire. Hallelujah. In fact, I'm going to share something tonight I wasn't going to share tonight. While we're on the subject of fire, the Holy Spirit just gave me a couple of thoughts the other day, and I wrote them down, and it's not what I'm going to preach on tonight. It's not a sermon as such, but it's some thoughts on fire. So if you just would allow me this license, if you just allow me to be obedient to the Holy Ghost, that'd be all right. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit is far more eloquent than I am. How many know that Brother Trench's background is Scottish? Well, you know it now. And there's only two types of people in the world. Scotsmen and those that would like to be. Prokamasanda. Can we have fun and speak in tongues at the same time? Of course you can. I'd rather speak in tongues and laugh than speak in tongues and cry. And I have spoken in tongues and cry, and I do speak in tongues and cry. But I think it's better getting to laugh and speak in tongues at the same time, don't you? In fact, I've wept so much the last 2 years, I became a water hazard. No, I think I told you this before. When the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, I never wept in my life. My father was a big bubble baby. And I never wept. I used to sit with my dad, what are you crying for? He'd watch the TV. He'd watch a mystery and cry. I mean, he's the only man I know can watch Agatha Christie and cry. And I would say, what's wrong with you, Dad? What are you crying for? And 3 years ago next month, the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, and I started to cry one day. And I've cried, I know I've laughed as well, as most of you know, Mildred. That's my laughing partner right there. And I'll never forget 2 years ago, that the last thing I saw Mildred was getting carried out of the church, just drunk in the Holy Ghost. This. Don't get religious on me now. I can sense that. You know what I'm doing? I just snagged a religious spirit right there. It's a tough one. I think we're going to have fun tonight. Oh, hallelujah. How many are enjoying renewal in your life? Amen. Before I share, I've got my tapes and books with me, and at the back of the table there, somebody will be there, I reckon. I won't be there probably. Somebody will be there to look after them. Joel, somebody get somebody to look after the tapes. I have 4 tapes and 2 CDs, and they'll bless you. How many have got the new wine CD? You enjoy it? And I have a brand new tape. I just came out about 3 months ago, entitled Take a Drink. It gives you a little inkling what it's all about. Take a Drink. And it's a tape I did last January in my home church. It's a live performance. It's a tremendous tape. So, some new songs on that. We'll sing some over the weekend. And you'll be sure to get the tapes and the CDs after the service. $10 for the cassettes, $15 for the CDs. And hey, listen, Christmas is coming. The geese are getting fat. Why don't you send some Christmas, good Holy Ghost, new wine drinking tapes and CDs to your unsaved relatives? Let the Holy Ghost do the work, amen? Don't send them some religious stuff. Send them some Holy Ghost stuff. Never mind the chants and all that Celtic music. Send some Holy Ghost praise music and let the Holy Ghost do his job, amen? And they're available after. Also, I have a new book with me just off the press, How to Get All Your Family Saved. How many have unsaved family members? You need to get this book. It's a tremendous book. How to Get All Your Family Saved. And it will be $10 available at the back of the church. And just avail yourselves of them as the weekend progresses. Somebody asked me, what does your family look like? Well, I'm going to show you right now. That's my family right there. Look. Take a good look. Amen. Praise God. You may be in renewal if people think your first name is Phil and your last name is Moore. You may be in renewal if you think of the floor as an old friend. You may be in renewal if someone yells fire and you hit the floor. You may be in renewal if your pastor has difficulty finishing his sentence, much less his sermon. You may be in renewal if you are intimately acquainted with the floor and the ceiling of your church. You may be in renewal if you find yourself asking others, did you feel that? And realize you just experienced a personal explosion. You may be in renewal if you spend more time looking for your car after the church than you did getting ready for church. You may be in renewal if someone waves at you from across the room and suddenly you find yourself rolling down the aisle. You may be in renewal if, when picking out clothes, you consider how they will look against the color of the sanctuary carpet. You may be in renewal if, this does finish in a couple of more questions. You may be in renewal if the church services don't start until everyone has crawled out of the prayer room into the sanctuary. You may be in renewal if the town drunk is on your ministry team. You may be in renewal if you're afraid to go to Kmart anymore because at times you attract more attention than the blue light.
You may be in renewal if you develop a slight hand tremor and a prayer line forms in front of you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, that's it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 3. Praise the Lord. It's exciting, isn't it? How many are hungry tonight? How many are thirsty? Well, if you're not hungry and thirsty, then you're in the wrong place. I'm just here to tell you, you're in the wrong place. But if you're hungry, you've come to the right place. If you're thirsty, you've come to the right place. Why? Because that's the only qualifications you need to receive anything from God. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Not perhaps, not maybe, not might be, but they shall be filled. Now I'm going to tell you folks that we need to be filled. How do you know you're full? When you begin to overflow.
Yes.
One surefire way to know you're full is when you begin to overflow. And we need to be continually filled with the Holy Ghost. Some people say to me, you talk too much about the Holy Ghost. I don't think that's possible. After all, the Bible says the Father is in heaven. Can I hear a witness? It also says that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Can I have a witness? So who do we have down here to help us, to guide us, to comfort us, to lead us, to teach us? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost. Now I'm going to tell you folks, I'm a friend of the Holy Ghost. I'm a friend. I love the Comforter. I love the Counselor. I love the third person of the Trinity. Can I hear an amen? Now I'll say this, it might shock some of you. For years in religion, some of us have worshipped the Father, the Son, and the Holy Bible. Let that one sink in for a minute or two into that religious brain. Now let me qualify with saying this. I love the Word of God. I love the Bible. I digest the Bible. That's why I'm still here after 30 years. I love the Word of God. But I'm going to tell you something. We have worshipped sometimes the Word of God and left the Holy Spirit, give Him the back door, and let words come in the front door. But how many lies tonight? The church is not built on education. It's not built on imagination. And it's certainly not built on speculation. The church is built on revelation. Who Jesus is. And when the Holy Ghost comes in our midst, and he's here tonight, revelation comes. You begin to see who Jesus is. You begin to see Jesus as... You begin to see God as love, as Jim was saying tonight. You begin to see who God is. You begin to sense, you begin to feel who God is. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is here tonight. The presence of the Lord is here to minister to you. Whatever realm that's in or on that you need tonight, the Holy Spirit can meet your need.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Thank God. I thought I was in trouble for a second. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. You all know this scripture, but it's something I just wrote down and I'll just share it for 15, 20 minutes. That's in the New Testament, by the way. Kyle, it's in the New Testament. Oh, praise the Lord. Any Catholics here tonight? That's, praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to tell you this story. Now, when I tell you this story, I don't mean any disrespect to the Pope. But remember, the Pope's not my father. God is my father. But I had a funny story the other day. The Pope came to town and he had a couple hours to spare and he went up to the library and he said to the librarian, is it all right if I use your library and I'll do some study? He said, yes, Father, come on in. So he goes into the library and he's sitting there studying and for hours, it seems like. And finally the librarian thought, I better look in the door and see if he's all right. So he looks at the door and here's the Pope going, ah, ah. So the librarian said, man, I think something's wrong. I better go in and see what's wrong. So he goes in, he says, Your Holiness, is there something wrong? He said, yes. He said, we've made a terrible mistake. We have made a terrible mistake. He said, what is it? He said, there's an R in celibate. There's an R in celibate. Think about that. God wants us to celebrate. Get it? R in celibate. My goodness. I think the heat's all... Oh, Listen what the Bible says. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. We need the fire, folks. Some people have got saved and stuck. That's an easy way to put it. Saved and stuck. And thank God for them. Some people have got a few, you know, they've come in and they've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. They've had a few shivers. And they haven't got any further with it. You know, they're up to their ankles, you know, and they're just dipping in the river. Other people are going a little bit further. But they've settled down for the good. And the good is always the enemy of the best. What about the fire? What about the fire? He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And God wants to baptize every one of us with a good dose of Holy Ghost fire. And I was reading this the other day, and all of a sudden my spirit was quickened. You know, that's a wonderful thing about if you get a dose of the Holy Ghost, then you begin to read the Word. You know, people say, well, all this anointing and all this renewal does away with preaching. Oh, no, it doesn't. I mean, there might be a night or two where you can't get to preach, you know, because you're on the floor. But, I mean, that's all right, too. Because if you study revival, I was reading a book on revival today coming across in the plane. And in Jonathan Edwards' day and Charles Wesley and John Wesley's day, a lot of times they didn't get to preach because the Holy Ghost would fall in their meetings.
Right.
Now, I love that, and that's great. But, I mean, I still love the Word. Don't you say that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will do away with the Word, because it doesn't. He doesn't. Neither does he do away with praying, does he? Remember in Acts chapter 4, Peter and John just came from Pentecost. They just came from a blowout. They just had a blowout service. They were as drunk as skunks in Acts chapter 2. That's simply in layman's terms, in plain vanilla terms, they were as drunk as skunks in Acts chapter 2. But where were they in Acts chapter 4? They were going to the temple to pray. Anointing doesn't stop your preaching. The anointing doesn't stop praying. It enhances your preaching. It enhances your prayer. You get out that word and begin to read it, and instead of just reading words, all of a sudden it just jumps out the pages to you, and you think, man, that I can preach that. That dog will hunt. You know what I mean, Linda? I mean, the Holy Ghost quickens the very words. Listen, you can read words to your blue in the face, and it won't do you any good. It's the Spirit that quickens.
That's right.
It's the Spirit is quickest. We need the fire. And I began to think about fire. And I jotted down some things about fire that I want to share with you tonight. Number one, fire cleanses. Fire cleanses. Farmers put their fields. This is in Scotland, I mean, I think they do the same here. Don't yawn when I'm preaching now, because I'll be thinking it's my preaching. I'm only teasing. I yawn myself if I'm not preaching sometimes. Fire cleanses. Farmers in Scotland, every few years, take that field and put the field in fire. You know why? Because it gets rid of all the dross, all the rubble, all the garbage. And you look at that, you pass by those fields, and they're black, and they're ugly looking. You're thinking, will anything ever grow there again? Till next spring comes. And all of a sudden, you see the fresh, green crop begin to rise up from the ashes.
Hallelujah.
From that black, scarred, seared ground. And the new, fresh, vivacious crop arises healthy, strong, because the fire cleans the ground, it aerates the ground, it brings health to the ground, it brings puts nutrients back into the ground. And I'm going to tell you, folks, tonight, fire will cleanse. Not will cleanse, fire does cleanse. Some of us have had trouble with sin in our lives. We fall over the same sin all the time. How many know what I'm talking about? Everybody lift your hand. You maybe talk with a funny accent, but you're just the same as me. You foreigners, you. God bless you. No, you know I'm just having fun here tonight, so praise the Lord. I hope I don't offend you. If I do offend you, it's too bad.
We should great peace of they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
Amen.
We're having fun here tonight. I'm very serious what I'm doing, but you don't have to be sad to be serious. Amen? I'm a friend of mine. He still is my friend, as a matter of fact. And many years ago, he's a pastor now, but many years ago, he lived in Glasgow, Scotland. And he worked in a steel mill, and he worked the night shift. So at night he would, he lived in one of those high-rise buildings, tenements we call them, and at night he would run downstairs at 11 o'clock at night, run out a covered hallway, a close, we call them, a covered hallway, out the backyard, in to get his car, and away to work. Well, this one night in February, he's running out, and it's a filthy, cold, rainy, dismal, dreary night. That's why I left Scotland and came to America. I remember it well as I'm preaching it. Cold, wet, damp, and dismal. Rains for days on end. Everything's nice and green, but that's why it's green. There's plenty of water. So he's coming out, the hood's over his head. He's running out the back hallway. He's running out his car, and all of a sudden, he trips up a block. Somebody had placed a brick right in the middle of the path, so he trips up this brick, and he gets up, and he mumbles a few words.
Here we are. Hold on.
Hold on, y'all. He dusts himself off, and he runs to his car and off to work. The next night, same time, same place. Same rain, same wind, same damp, same drear. That's Scotland for you, Bill. Runs out the car, trips over the same brick. Why? Because he never took the brick out of his path. And how many times have you and I had the same thing trouble us, the same sin trouble us, because we never allow the Holy Ghost to remove it from our lives? Fire will cleanse. Brother Cameron, I just can't do it. You're right. But the Holy Ghost can.
Amen.
You think Jim and Mildred can deliver you people in their own strength?
No.
It's the Holy Ghost moving through them. It's the Holy Ghost delivers you. And we need to allow the fire of the Holy Ghost to come in every nook and cranny, every crevice of our being, to burn out all the garbage, all the filth, all the corruption. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
And I'm still getting the fire down in me every day.
Amen.
I had a guy singing the other day, in the Christian radio. I laugh some of the things he's singing on the Christian radio. They're not theologically correct at all. This guy's singing a beautiful emotional song called "The Old Man Is Dead." I'm sitting in the van listening to this song, "The Old Man." I laughed. I wish that was true. It makes for a good song, but it ain't true, honey.
That's right.
Because how many know the old man is not dead?
That's right.
How many don't know if he's not dead or not? How many do know he's dead? He's not dead. He ain't dead, folks. That old man of mine raises his ugly head every morning. Every morning I get up. That's why Paul says, "I die daily." Remember Paul in Romans, he says, "When I would do that, I would do, I do not, and that I would not, I do." He says, "Then I find myself in myself, there's a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Who shall deliver me from this wretched man that I am?" He knew exactly what the problem with the fight with the flesh all the time was. Every day we have to crucify, mortify, the Bible says, the deeds of the flesh. Well, how do you do that? By allowing the fire of the Holy Ghost to permeate, to burn. I told you this before, but just one time I was praying, "Lord, more of you and less of me." And the Holy Ghost stopped me dead in my tracks. And he said, "No, none of you and all of me."
Right.
And he began to show me that little less of me caused more trouble than the big lump. See, if it's big sin, right? If it's big sin, we can handle that because we deal with big sin. But what about this small sin? It's that little foxes that spoil the vines. It's that little sin that besets us. It's the little brick on the road, not the big boulder or the wall. It's the brick we trip up, not the wall. If we see a wall, we stop and don't run into it. Well, I don't anyway. Fire cleanses not just from all sins, but small sins. Sometimes we go for the big, and we're very general about it. And because of our generalities, we miss the little things. And it's the little things that dig at us all the time and bite at us all the time and cause us to stumble. We have to allow the Holy Ghost to come in and deal with the small sins as well as the all sins. Man, I wish I was out there. Listen to this. It's so good. I get really tired. I get tired of people rededicating their lives. We have a guy, we have a brother at our church who handles all the new converts. And every week we get people saved. 10 saved, 2 rededicated. I feel like saying, give me the address of these 2 that were rededicated. Because I want to see if they've been back several times this year. You know, rededicated. Why? Because they keep sinning. They never let the fire of the Holy Ghost come in and clean them up.
Right.
Well, I don't think you got that one, but never mind. Fire cleanses. Number 2, fire touches. Fire touches. When the fire of God falls, you'll know it. You can feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. I reckon when we were standing there tonight and we were worshiping the Lord, and just Bill stopped playing and we were all beginning to worship the Lord, I felt the fire of the Holy Ghost coming into this place. I think I know what my brother's talking about. I felt the anointing coming in, the fire of the Holy Ghost coming in this place. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
I have a cousin, second cousin actually, back in Scotland. She's the same age as I am, 23. Was that a laugh of disbelief? No, she's 45, same age as me. And she's about 6 foot tall, 6 foot 1, tall, weighs 117 pounds. It's like I said, just like me. And let's tell the truth, amen. And last November, she was in hospital, and she had cancer. She didn't know how bad she was. I mean, let me tell you, 6 foot 1, 117 pounds, that's a skinny person. I mean, she's skinny anyway, but I mean, that's pretty thin. I always tell anybody, if I go into the hospital for a week or two, I come out looking good. She was looking like emaciated. She was lying in the hospital sick. Everybody had gone one night, after everybody had gone, she leans over and picks up the chart at the end of the bed, and she looked at it, and the doctor had written on her chart, terminal, send her home tomorrow. This girl was backslidden. She owned a bar. She lived with a common-law husband. And she ran this bar, backslidden Christian, running a bar in the south of Scotland. She should have known better. But you ever notice that people that backslide, they get worse into sin than they were before? It's like the sin grabs them even more. So she's lying there, and you know, when you read a doctor's report, terminal, send her home, that brings reality right to your face. She said, Lord, this is exactly how she said, Lord, if you heal me, I'll give my life back to you. I think I would have said it somewhere different. But that's exactly how you said it. If you heal me, I'll give my life back to you. She's sitting there, and the next day her mother came in, and she told her mother, I've read my report, I know I'm dying, I'm going home today. She said, but I've asked the Lord, Lord, if you heal me, I'll give my life back to you. The next week she's sitting in church, weak, in agony, listening to the preacher preach. She said, all of a sudden, a fire came from into the top of her head, right down her back, down through her legs, out through her feet, and she turned to her mother and says, Mother, I felt the fire of the Holy Ghost just now. I'm healed. I know I'm healed. Still weak looking, still 117 pounds. Let me tell you something. She was healed. She went to the doctors the next week. They couldn't find a trace. The bars closed. The boyfriend's gone. She's serving the Lord. Why? Because fire is felt. Fire touches. Fire touches. I was doing a 4-day meeting up in D.C. about 2 months ago. And Sunday night, this lady comes up and says, Brothers, I want to get prayed for. She says, I've got pancreatic cancer. I was in the doctor on Friday. I have to go back on Wednesday. And she says, it's all through my body. She says, I need a healing or I'm dying. So we just started to pray the prayer of faith. And I'll tell you, when we pray, the woman said, I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. That's why I'm kind of sharing this tonight. I wrote it all down. I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost coming through me. She went to the doctors on Wednesday, and they couldn't find a trace. Doctor said, our machines must have been broken down the other day. No, we have another source of information. It was there, okay. But Dr. Jesus just rid it up, hallelujah, and sent it back where it came. Healed. Fire is felt. Fire is felt. A friend of mine in church 2 months ago was out playing golf with a Baptist. Good old Baptist. Any Baptist here tonight? Well, you'll appreciate this one. Southern Baptist. He was assistant pro golfer, as a matter of fact. He was a professional golfer. And they were out doing some business on the golf course. And they were talking about the renewal and things that were going on in Toronto and down in Pensacola. And the Baptist fellow said, well, I don't believe that. That all kind of died out with the apostolic age. When the apostles died, all that died off. And my friend Mike, who's a kind of quiet kind of guy, really, he said, oh, no, he says it didn't. And they were, of course, they were arguing all the way up through the round of golf. Finally, they come to the 18th hole. Now, anybody play golf here? Well, for those that don't play golf, which is about 98% of the people, the 18th hole is the last hole. The tee you come up to hit on, you hit, you know, it's the last place you stand and hit your ball before you go home. And so he says, they'll come up to the 18th tee, and Mike said to the guy, he said, look, Dave, and as I said it, he said, I'm amazed at what's coming up my mouth. He said, look, Dave, if I pray for you just now and you feel something, will you be honest enough to tell me you feel something? So the Baptist looked at him and said, yep. But I don't want you touching me. They don't like being touched. So Mike says, well, I'll tell you what to do. Just you stand over there at that side of T, and I'll walk this 15 feet over here to this side of T, and I'll pray for you from back here. No, he says, I'm marching to the other end of T, and I'm thinking, what the neck? You're tying a knot with your tongue. Your teeth won't unfasten. And, you know, that's an old Scottish term. And so he walked over there, and he looked at him, and he says, here goes. I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, let your fire fall on Dave. He says, the next thing, Dave falls out in the tee, flat on his back on the tee for 45 minutes. Now, golfers come around every 15 minutes. This is assistant pro on the tee that everybody knows, and he's lying out there, and Mike's standing beside him, and they're coming up and saying, what's wrong with Dave? Mike's saying, he's just having a rest. He'll be all right in a few minutes. When he got off the floor, he said, Mike, he says, I believe what you're talking about. Totally changed. Baptized the Holy Ghost. Called his pastor. His pastor said, well, you must have been out in the sun too long. No, he was with the sun too long. Amen? Fire touches. When the fire falls, it, you can feel it. Fire cleanses. Fire touches. Listen, fire protects. Fire protects. Remember when the children of Israel came out of Egypt? The Bible says there was a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Some of us have prayed for our children for years for the Holy Ghost to protect them. We've tried in our own means, we've tried in the arm of flesh so that we can protect them. Let me tell you something. Ask the hound of heaven, the Holy Ghost, to go after them and put the fire on them, because the fire will protect them. I'm not a hunter. I'm a golfer, and I've never hunted in my life, but I know that I've read stories, and I've read about Boy Scouts and the jamborees and the powwows and what have you, and I know this is when you go out in the woods, the first thing you do at night is you light a fire, because the fire keeps the wild animals away. And I'm going to tell you, folks, we need the fire of the Holy Ghost. I go to some churches, I see some wild animals just looking at me, staring me down, ready to take a bite at me. So I said, Lord, Holy Ghost, fire, fall on this place. Ooh. Fire protects. Better than we can protect ourselves. In our church, about 3 months ago, every Sunday night we have a renewal service with 400 people. Most of them are on the floor, shaking, laughing, rolling, squeaking, crying, just lying there, some of them. And one of the elders of the church, one of the leaders of the church, he looks around and goes, this young girl sitting away at the back of the church, just sitting this total deadpan expression, watching everybody. The Holy Spirit said, I want you to go over there and just minister to that young girl. So he goes over and he said, I want to minister to you, honey. He says, what do you think? Well, she said, if you want to. Just like that, if you want to. So she sit like this, and she had a jacket on, sit like that, and he starts to pray for her. And as he began to pray, he says, I felt the fire of the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, this girl began to weep and weep and weep and weep and weep. After about 10 minutes of weeping, she loosens her arm, she opens her jacket and pulls out a big butcher knife and hands it to the leader. She said, sir, she says, I came into this service to commit suicide tonight. She says, and when you prayed for me, something changed my mind. And I want to give you this knife. Something changed my life. Fire protects. Fire protects. I'm going to tell you, folks, the fire will protect you from yourself. The fire will protect you from yourself. Fire impresses. How many know that people love to watch fires? I mean, people love to watch fires. I mean, some of them love it so much to light them so they can watch them. I mean, people love fires. I have a gas log fire in my house, and I can't wait till winter comes so I can turn it on because I love to sit and watch the flames licking over the, you know, I don't have to get logs or coal. The gas flows, but I love to watch the fire. Now, years ago when I was in Scotland, my wife and I, on a Sunday afternoon, after the morning service, it was a nice day, you know, which is few and far between. So if you get a nice day, it's a special day. My wife and I, after the morning service, we'd go what we call for a jaunt. You want to go for a jaunt? It means like out for a run in the car, a drive in the car. A jaunt was an old-fashioned carriage, an expression we used for years. You know, let's go for a jaunt, in a jaunting car. So we would be out in the afternoon, for instance, and all of a sudden you're just motioning down the road, and all of a sudden the opposite way comes the fire engine and the lights flashing. What's your first impression? Do a U-ey and follow the fire. Am I right? Am I talking nonsense or am I talking right? Would you do that? Of course you would. We just, if you have time in your hands, we love fires. I mean, you know, what happens if you're driving up the highway, a busy highway, and all of a sudden a car takes fire, and you wonder why you're sitting doing 20 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, because all the rubberneckers. And once they pass the fire, away they go. We are impressed with fire. But the sad thing is, in the church world, we're not impressed with fire. We get a little bit of Holy Ghost fire, Mildred. And somebody respectable comes into church and we say, let's calm it down tonight because so-and-so's in here tonight. How many know what I'm talking about? Well, you know, we've got some new visitors here tonight. Let's calm it down a wee bit. How dumb can you be and still breathe? About 9 weeks ago, my neighbor, my wife's boss, actually, and a good friend of mine, and he lives in a beautiful home on the water, $1 million home on the water, and he's got a neighbor next door who lives in $1.5 million home. You know, there's always somebody got more than you. You know, no matter how much you have, somebody else got more. So one day, his little boy, they're playing, and these people are not church people at all. He owns one of the largest restaurants in Virginia Beach. And these two little boys are playing, and my friend's little boy said to the guy's little boy, you know, why don't you and your family come to church with us some Sunday? And the little boy says, well, where do you go? He said, well, go to that big church down in Great Neck Road, Church of the Redeemer. So, the next Sunday, my friend Toby and his wife sitting in the church, and to his amazement, in comes this big, wealthy family into the church. I mean, not church people at all, you know, Catholics don't even go to Catholic church. So they march into the church, and they sit down behind Toby and Peggy. Well, this particular Sunday, our pastor got drunk in the Holy Ghost. And he started to shake, you know, and he could hardly get his sermon out. His sentence, you know, and the Holy Ghost came upon him, and he just, you know, he couldn't help it. And this guy, 6'3", very educated man, very well educated. You know, the Holy Ghost gets a hold of me. I can't help it. I'll just have to speak like this. And Toby's thinking, oh, my goodness, of all the days for him to be like that when my neighbors are sitting behind me. But you know something? They've never missed a service. He's not even saved yet. His wife got saved. This guy's not even saved. He's never missed a service yet. You know what he said to Toby? He says, see, when that fella started getting drunk like that, he says, that's the very thing that impressed me. He says, an educated man like that, showed that he could be used by somebody or some force that he called it. He says, that impressed me. Well, I'm telling you, folks, we need to put the heat up, not turn it down. It's the Holy Ghost going to heal, save, and deliver. Oh, hallelujah. Fire impresses. Listen, let's carry on. Fire motivates. Fire motivates. Oh, I feel like drinking coming on, do you?
Fire motivates.
Told you. I felt the drinking coming on. Oh, shall I profound about Satan? Fire motivates. I remember reading a story about gypsies back in England. And years ago, many, many years ago, the gypsies used to use mules to pull their nice fancy carts. You've seen the gypsy carts, you know. Well, they used to use mules. And how many know that mules can be very, very stubborn? That's why we get the expression as stubborn as a mule.
It's not talking about your wife. It's talking about actual mules. I'm a brave man. I can say that because my wife's not here. And I'm not going to tell you where she is. But anyway, one day, every now and again, those mules would just stop in the middle of the street and just sit down in the middle of the street, and you can take a 2x4 and hit a mule, and a mule will not budge. It's got nothing to do with your wives. But you know what the gypsies would do? They would go into the woods, and they would get a bag of tender, dry leaves and spray them around the rear end of that mule and light them. Woo! Yowza, yowza, yowza. That mule got taken up down the road. You know, sometimes the Holy Ghost has to do that to us. We sit in those pews so long. That's why they're called pews, the pew. The Holy Ghost needs to get the fire down and to fire us up to get us going, to motivate us. Can I hear an amen? I say that out of experience because the Holy Ghost motivated me. I've been in the ministry 30 years. 3 years ago, I was just getting tired, weary of well-doing. I was travel weary. I was weary in well-doing. I saw people getting saved. I saw people getting healed. But I was as dry as an Arab's sandal. That's pretty dry. And I was kind of, you know, when you get dry, you begin to lose your vision a little bit. Until one night, the Holy Ghost got a hold of me and motivated me. I have a friend of mine, my neighbor, as a matter of fact, and for 21 years, she suffered from Crohn's disease. How many of you have Crohn's diseases? Very debilitating disease. This is a young woman, a good-looking girl, but just debilitated with this disease. Couldn't do things because she didn't know how her system was going to work, and thin, she couldn't eat anything. She was thin, you know. She went to Toronto, to the church in Toronto, the vineyard in Toronto at that time, 2 years ago. This time, Thanksgiving weekend, she went up 2 years ago, and she'd been there for a few days, and finally she said to her husband, you know, Larry, she said, it's been wonderful, but I'm tired tonight. Let's go home tonight early, and then we'll get up early in the morning, we'll drive back to Virginia Beach, and you know, it's been nice. So as she's walking out the door, the preacher stands up, Mahesh Shabda. I don't know if some of you might know him, Mahesh Shabda. Tremendous healing ministry. And he stands up, and she's walking out the door with her coat on, and he says, just before I preach, there's somebody here tonight is getting healed of Crohn's disease. Now, headache, backache, you know, toeache, that's a general. But how many of you have ever had somebody something with Crohn's disease? He says, hear me now, somebody's getting healed of Crohn's disease. And she stops. She says to her husband, that's me. Well, if you had it, you'd be saying it's you too. She said, I want you to come down right here at the front right now. We're going to pray for you, and God's going to heal you. She runs down along with 15 other people. He walks right past the 15, looks at her, and says, honey, it's you. God is healing you. I'm going to tell you something. God healed her that day. That woman was weak and thin. Next week, she was jogging past my house. Now, how many lies that she didn't have the muscle mass to jog past my house? But you see, when God does a job, He does it right. But you know what happened? This is what I'm getting at. Fire motivates. That woman had done nothing for the Lord, so to speak, except she could only worry about herself. God heals her, the fire hits her, she gets healed, God motivates her. Her and her husband started a ministry to the projects in Virginia Beach. They are getting kids saved by the dozens every week. They've been giving food out to the poor people. Do you know they have more food than they can give away? They have more food they can give away. He's telling me yesterday, someday a company just donated a beautiful new double wide trailer to put in the project so they can hold church in the project and right where the people are. I mean, why? Because she got healed. The Holy Ghost healed her, and she got motivated by the Holy Spirit. Because up to that time, all she could think about was herself. And rightly so, probably, because she was so sick. We need the fire, folks. I mean, tell you older folks, it's not time to retire. It's time to refire. The Bible says the old and the young shall flow together unto the goodness of the Lord. I don't ever read about a retirement plan in the Bible. Fire motivates. I'm winding down now. Fire produces heat. You know, when the Holy Ghost begins to fall, some people just don't like the heat. Well, if you can't stand the heat, you might as well get out the kitchen. When fire falls, it produces heat. Heat produces pressure, and some people can't take pressure. When the Holy Ghost hit our church, I had a fine couple that I was very friendly with, and they were Assemblies of God all their lives, and the Holy Ghost hit our church 3 years ago, and
They finally came to me one day. I was 6 months into the revival, and he said, you know, we're going to move. We're going to leave. He said, we want to go over to the Presbyterian church till this blows over. So I looked at him and said, well, Don, I've got good news and bad news for you. He said, what's that? I said, the good news is this is going to blow over. I said, the bad news is it's going to blow over the Presbyterian church and the Methodist church and the Baptist church. And it's going to blow over everywhere. Well, it did. It did. And they moved somewhere else, and it did. And they moved again, and it did. I mean, how stubborn can you be? Rather than lie down. But it will produce heat. I have a cousin pastors a church in Fort Worth, Texas. The Holy Ghost hit his church in February this year, and 70 people up and left his church overnight like that. But you can imagine what that does to the finances of the church. You have 400 people, 70 leaves. That's nearly a quarter of your congregation, give or take 30. I was never good at sums. The Holy Spirit told him, stand your ground. Let me tell you now, he's got far more than his 70 in his church now. When the 70 left, the offerings never went down. The money never went down. Somehow or other, supernaturally, they stayed at the same level. Now they're far and above all that you ever hoped for and all that you ever thought of. Why? Because you're obedient. And if you can't put the flame down, you've got to turn the flame up. I remember my father said to me when I was a young boy, look, when you're in a service and you're coming against hard lumps, remember, when you apply the heat, everything in the pot boils. Isn't it true? You make soup, you put those hard carrots in, and hard rutabagas in, and hard this in, hard that in. But I'll tell you, as soon as you apply the heat, and the heat goes there for a while, everything comes out nice and soft and mushy. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He hits the hard heads. He melts the hard heads. He melts the hard hearts. Finally, and this is my one and only closing. Fire kills. Fire kills. That's the good news. Fire kills. A lot of people don't like that, but fire kills. But how many know that God has been trying to kill us for years, and we just won't lie down? How many realize that one of the names of God is He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah? The lion is a man-eater. He's been trying to eat us for years. I mean, we keep running ahead of Him because He wants to kill us so He can make us alive again, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And when the Holy Ghost comes in, all of me, none of you. That's the killing process. I mean, the killing process isn't easy. I mean, the killing process isn't pleasurable sometimes. It's very hard. But it's a process we have to go through because the Holy Ghost wants to rule and reign in our lives. Fire cleanses. Fire touches. Fire protects. Fire impresses. Fire motivates. Fire produces heat. Fire kills. I'm convinced the Holy Spirit wants to send His fire amongst His people. Everybody stand. Paul, talking to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 3, he talks about God putting us through the fire to test our quality. Fire will test your quality. Oh, sometimes, you know, we say we want what the Lord wants, and we're very shallow sometimes, but when the fire hits you, honey, He's going to test your quality. It's going to test what you're really made of. It's going to see if you're wood, hay, or stubble, or if you really are gold worth going for. Can I hear an amen? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Hallelujah. You know, you're here tonight. We're talking about fire. Fire cleansing. The Salvation Army, you know what their motto was? Blood and fire. If you're here tonight and you have never given your heart to Jesus, you have never given your heart to Jesus, and you're going to say, Brother Robert, I want to give my heart to Jesus, slip your hand up right now. Right now. Young people, old people, slip it right up. You have never given your heart to Jesus. Slip it right up so I can see it. You'll never get it easier than tonight because the power of the Holy Ghost is here to heal, to save, and to deliver. Oh, Rabba Shandola Proyeto Romosondirietro Cosontiste. Everybody's saved. How many of you are here tonight and say, well, I am saved. I've given my life to the Lord, but I want some of that fire you're talking about tonight. Let me see that hand. Amen, 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 amen. Well, I'll tell you what you do. I want everybody to join hands. Everybody to join hands across the aisles. Don't leave a hand untouched. Everybody. And I'm going to pray. I believe with all my heart in impartation. And impartation. There's something about the laying on of hands. And this is what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to join hands with you all. And I'm going to impart the fire of the Holy Ghost. Remember in Acts chapter 19 when Paul went out to Ephesus? He said, "Now have you received the Holy Ghost as you believe?" He said, "What are you talking about? We have never heard of such a thing." The Bible says, as he laid hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. There's something about the impartation. Deuteronomy 34, I was just reading that the other day. Deuteronomy 34 says that Joshua had the spirit of wisdom in him because Moses laid his hands on him. And there's something, I can't understand it, but then who can understand God? How can the finite even think that we can understand the infinite? But I know if the Bible says that we can do it. Now I'm going to tell you something, folks. God wants to impart fire to you tonight. The Holy Spirit wants to impart fire to you. Fire in your... He wants to give you fire in your belly. Hallelujah. He wants to baptize you with fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, rakalepromo solepro onda kabasilina maha sokoteka sekedema ronda ropra baba shepro boborinrebe rinepoto soprona kadiste. Oh, rokododo roba baba yepro boshondora mama sanda alpro yepro bohondi terebo sopa sunomoti ripraba rando korobo boshanda opro kosika da da baniga oh rota baba sanda ramana nako krobosu sapudiene kabosate. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, well, Father, in your authority, in your word, according to your word, we impart fire tonight to every vessel here tonight.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Vessel in Jesus' name. Oh, begin to receive it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you speak in tongues, speak in tongues. If you don't, reach out tonight. Fire, Lord. Fire, Lord, fire, more fire. More fire, Lord. Kura mosanda. Reforosondili pronomadaste. Fire, Lord, fire. Fire. Ure promosondolo prodile promosandara madike. Rendolo pro soli proyande kabasa. Sile pronomoyondo kabosi. Apro dobo nuru sunigabanda. Randela probobo roshundu garabosa dianda. Fire. Nothing else, nothing less than the Holy Ghost fire. Oh, si karama di li pro sandara ba sandara ba ra ba ba shabara ra ba ra ba sanda. Elimbro nolombro nele pro nomo solo boro da barina barine. Rie pro nomo sanda. Fire in, self out. Fire in, sin out. Fire in, fear out. Hallelujah. Kura namara ma sondoro boro na badi na basi. Epra atoko sondoro badi le bedori enda badadi amandi. Sokro de bori proba sundara mandili in the boya. Uya kadada rabo shondo robro braba baba sala proieto mos sindara mandige. Randa rada ra ra de le pro sundo kadis. Sando ramata sike. Rake la pro niso poto sundi karada bohanda kasiti. El pro sono le pro yosto kodi le pro namosato. Proietro bo sundi le pro namosai. Ko sho kababa tapapa suni kaba. Uhura baba shana baba 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 dia. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Let me tell you folks tonight. Some of you are going to go to bed tonight. Instead of when you put your head in the pillow, instead of switching off, you're going to switch on. And the fire is going to burn. The fire is going to burn. Some of you are going to be sitting taking your coffee. And instead of the coffee warming you up, you're going to say, oh, there's something in here. What did the disciples say in the road to Emmaus? Did not our hearts burn within us? What were they saying? I'll tell you what they were saying. The fire of the Holy Ghost got a hold of them. They weren't talking about heartburn. They were talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus began to bless them, bless the Father. Revelation came of who Jesus was, and the fire of the Holy Ghost got a hold of them. And it changed them from dejection and depression to raving witnesses. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So let me tell you something. When you go to your bed tonight, expect it. Expect.
You're dismissed. 6 o'clock in the morning, prayer meeting. Breakfast at 8.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.